everybody. Season 5. March it out with Jay and MJ. How you doing? What you doing?
Who are you?
Huh?
Don't you always say who you are first?
Oh, I'm Jay.
I'm MJ.
Y'all know that by now. I mean, don't try like brand new. I mean, if you are brand new, then I think you can figure it out.
Fair enough. Well,
maybe probably.
Hopefully.
Maybe not. Hi.
Hi. It's been what, 2 weeks now? 3 weeks?
Like 4 weeks, bitch. Get your shit together.
Wow.
Do you have a calendar? Do you own a MacBook? No.
I'll say my calendar is literally on my desk right over there.
Wasn't there like a thing called like a Palm? Was it Palm Pilot?
The little, yeah, it was.
Was that like a calendar in your hand or some shit?
It was like a mini computer in your hand. So it was the precursor to an iPhone or a smartphone.
Was it the precursor to the BlackBerry?
It was. So it was take the phone aspect out of it and give it all the same like internet functionality and everything else.
So it's portable word.
It pretty much.
Whatever happened to those? Whatever.
Well, the one story, a kid in my middle school had one, and it was one that could read the IR sensor on remotes, so it could become like it could copy the IR sensor, so it could become a universal remote. So one day in class, we were watching something for like health class, and he somehow got the remote from the TV, copied the signal, so he could rewind, fast forward, stop, pause, anything he wanted to do from his Palm Pilot, and the teacher could not figure out what was going on. It was hilarious.
Well, you're already here first.
Thanks for being excited for me.
What? I mean it's like, you did. Like, it was like, look, guys, Palm Pilots were wreaked havoc. Who knew?
They did.
Who knew? So, you guys, we're jam-packed. We got shit to talk about.
We have
so
a lot.
We're going to briefly, like, you know, just throw out some shows that we actually, or some things we watched over the break.
Okay.
Because obviously, like, you know, with the break, you found a lot of shit to watch, and you're like, ooh, what's this? You know, because you're bored, because things are on hiatus, and what have you, what not.
Mm-hmm.
We also are going to go over Emmy nominations, because this is actually going to drop the morning of the Emmys.
So y'all better listen and see what our predictions come true or not.
Let's see how good we are. And we have a new party of three for you all as well. And then we're reviewing
Netflix original, The Brother's Son.
Yes, exactly. So we're jumping right in, you guys. Like, we're not playing games. I mean, we're not rolling dice. We ain't doing that shit. We're jumping right in here.
We might have to, like, wheel each other in case we start talking too quick again.
Yeah. You know, you are going to have to reel me in when I start talking too much. Let's be real about that shit, okay?
I'm just going to be like, slow it down.
Let's be real about our New Year's intentions, okay? Is there anything you watched over the break that's like interesting or cool?
So the things I've been watching
that isn't Saltburn.
Okay, we've talked about Saltburn. The internet has spoken on Saltburn. We all understand when people fall on that movie.
Yes.
It wasn't a terrible movie. It wasn't a great movie.
Yeah.
But I did watch Saltburn.
Yeah.
But other things I've watched really have been, I mean, some have been filling in seasons I haven't watched.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So One Piece is an anime. We watched the live action. I've really read a lot of the manga. There were some big chunks of the anime
mm-hmm.
I hadn't watched. So I went back and watched a couple seasons of that.
Cool.
Netflix did another live action adaptation for another anime that I've watched in the past, Yu Yu Hakusho.
I did see that pop up.
Okay, that's all I need to do with it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Sorry. It's in my list. I hadn't watched it though.
Sorry. If you've never watched the actual anime, it's probably a little better, and I say for mm-hmm. almost all of them, but it's not great.
You know.
Yeah. Sucks. It's like the whole premise is he's a Japanese boy who died and came back, and he is now a spirit detective
mm-hmm.
and he hunts demons.
Okay.
So in the anime, it was all very lighthearted and jokey, and you know, it wasn't like scary. They went more for the scare factor in the live action.
Okay.
So it's a little different, and then they've squeezed like 60 episodes of the anime into like 5.
Okay.
So it's a lot of information.
Yeah.
And then other things, just I've watched Loki season 2. It was it's actually really good. A lot better than season 1.
That wasn't even on my radar, to be fair.
They've upped the comedy. And Tom Hiddleston is actually really funny.
Okay.
And Reacher season 2 was the other one. Like, this couple season 2s.
Oh, that man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how he got bigger, but he got bigger and even juicier. And I'm telling you, every time that man is on the screen, I'm like, I am like, I have to shut my blinds to watch that show.
Because you do it naked?
Huh? No, I have a dog, so that would be weird. But the drool is real.
He did it on test. In a respectful, controlled manner, and he's not hiding it. He's on testosterone injections.
That's inject me. If I were to talk about the things that I've watched, I'm going to name, and I'm going to focus on one, kind of like what you just did. I actually randomly was watching The Neighborhood, which is that it's like 5 or 6 seasons in with Cedric the Entertainer, Tashina Arnold from Martin fame, you know. Mm-hmm. What the hell is his real name? It just left me. Fuck.
From New Girl.
Yes.
And the girl and his wife from Two Broke Girls.
Yes. It's actually like cute. Like I've run through it. I actually think the two sons of Cedric and Tashina Arnold's characters are like the funny part of that show, but I've been watching that randomly. I went through and watched. I'm actually going to finish my first season of Love Island, and it's Love Island Australia. Okay. So many butts.
Oh my God.
I also randomly, I started getting back into For All Mankind, which is an Apple TV Plus show.
I need to try that again.
And then I also started watching that new game show, The Floor, with Rob Lowe.
I did too. I was going to ask
you. I kind of like it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll have to talk about it like in depth when it like ends.
Exactly.
But the one I really wanted to do is the one that just came out this past Friday on Netflix, and it's called The Trust. And I already fucking hate it. And have you seen it at all?
No.
So let me give you like a cute little 20-second breakdown of what this show really is.
Okay.
So basically what they do is they brought 11 people to this really, really beautiful house. And they say, hey, you guys are already winners. And they're like, what do you fucking mean? And it's like, you guys have won $250,000 to split amongst all of you. And they're like, great. And they're like, well, what's the catch? And it's like, there's no catch. Like, you guys, this is your money. Like, you all have an equal share of this money. But every night, I'm going to come here. And I am going to ask you all have the power to vote somebody out of getting that money. And then your shares increase.
Mm.
So she's like, you don't have to vote. Like, you don't.
It sounds like the traitors.
Like, well, no, because it a little bit. Yeah, kind of a little mix. But it's like, you don't have to vote. Like, I can come out here and go, do you want to vote somebody out? And they go, no. I don't want to vote anybody out. I think we should all, you know, deserve a piece of this money. Uh-huh. And obviously they have little challenges, little games they do beforehand. And that's the game. And I'm already kind of like one girl has already said, she was like, I think people are wearing a mask because there are people out here saying that they just want to split it with everybody. And that's just hunky dory, and that's they're obviously lying. And it's like, well, no, girl, there are people in the world who are actually kind of nice. Like, and that was her whole like thing, was like, these people are lying. And it's like, well, no, they're not. Like, they're being very genuine about saying, hey, if we don't do anything, we all at least walk out of here with some money.
Exactly.
And this girl has riled up some other girls to not trust anybody. Which I get that there are people who are like, who trust. There are people that, you know, you have to lose trust, and there's people where you have to earn, like, some people are like, no, you have to earn my trust. Like, you have to earn it. But for me, and I get why you have to earn it, I understand her struggles and stuff like that, and I get that, but it's just like, she's already annoyed me, and she's already pulled these other girls in that annoy me, so I don't know if I'm going to continue watching it, but it's interesting.
Is it all dropped already?
No, I think it's like a few episodes.
Oh.
It might be episode by episode, so.
Because I know Netflix does it occasionally.
Yeah, I only watched one episode. I don't know if I can stomach more, so we'll see. Yeah, so cool. Okay. It's interesting. So let's jump into M's.
Emmys.
You guys, we're not going to name off every nominee because you guys can read.
Yes.
But we're going to go through the top 10 categories, which is really the outstanding drama and all the acting categories for that, and the outstanding comedy and all the acting categories for that. Correct.
Yes. Hate how this splits it. This the one website we found it concisely summed.
Yeah.
Like, it just jumps randomly. You're so good. If we take a breath, that's why.
I think we should start with the outstanding lead actor for comedy series. I'm sorry. Outstanding lead actor for comedy series.
So we're not going to go through the actual, like, who you're nominated for the series first?
That's fine. No. We'll do actors, then we can do, because those are the big, that's what I do in the show, you know, the show ones are last.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got me.
Gotcha.
So outstanding lead actor in a comedy series.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win this?
Looking at literally the list here, it's a lot more big names than I remember it being last year.
Yeah.
I want Martin Short. Like, I feel like, you know, Jason, and Jeremy will have more opportunities in the future. I feel like Martin is not gonna have this option.
Jason who? Today, Jason. No, because Ted Lasso's over.
But he'll have other acting or
maybe. Well, I get you.
But, But so I feel like A, Martin Short is hilarious. B, Martin has been doing a great job in the show. And I just feel like Martin should win.
Okay. I would like Jason Segel to win because I really enjoyed Shrinking, but this is Jeremy Allen White. Jeremy Allen White's going to win this. Like, this is just going to happen.
Well, yes.
With all that bullshit, he is the man of the moment. Like, I think he has essentially stole Pedro Pascal's thunder this year.
Going from this to the Iron Claw, to the Calvin Klein, and
that's kind of a low thing.
These, like, big, like, he's been in a bunch recently.
Yeah. I think it's going to be him. And you think it's going to be Martin Short?
I think it's... Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Lead actress in a comedy series. Can I just say really quickly? I do think it's weird they put the bear in the comedy series category. I'm kind of like, really? Okay, fine.
It's a very dry comedy.
I don't agree with that. But yeah, I'll stay a lead actress in a comedy series.
You can go first on this one.
Okay. As much as I would love Christina Applegate to win this, because I love Christina Applegate, this is kind of a hard category.
Yeah.
But I do think that this is going to be Quinta Brunson, because she won the writing the year before. This is her actress Emmy for Abbott Elementary. So I think it's going to be her.
I think so too. The only one I was hesitant about was Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face, just because it's something a little different and she brings a little bit more edge to things and she did a good job in it. But I think you're right. I think Quinta Brunson. Yes.
I think the only person who can slide in and take that from her is Rachel Brosnahan, because the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is actually over. So I can see her maybe sliding in.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But Quinta, hope it wins. Next. What is it?
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series.
Yeah, kick it off.
Looking through these, I didn't watch Succession, so I don't really know the quality of actor that these people brought.
Mm-hmm,
So I'm going to go with Pedro Pascal, because it is still kind of in his era. I feel like The Last of Us did a great job. Come on, obviously, look at the list.
I would like Pedro Pascal to win, but I don't think he's going to win. I think this is the last season for Succession. It's going to be somewhere from Succession. Jeremy Strong has already won this. Brian Cox and Kieran Culkin haven't. So I think it's going to be one of those two. I'm going to slide and say Kieran Culkin, because he won the Golden Globe, even though I think his character was the most one-dimensional out of the whole four seasons of the show, in my opinion. Was his character funny? Sure, but his character never really changed his demeanor the whole time. But I think that he'll win that.
Okay.
Next.
Lead actress in a drama series.
You want me to start off?
Yes, because I'm reading through the list.
I'm sorry. It's going to be Sarah Snook from Succession. It's just going to be. Like, I would like a Bella Ramsey situation. I would like a Melanie Lynskey, because I saw most of Yellow Jackets, and she really is good in it. Handmaid's Tale, no. Diplomat, I didn't see that show either. But it's going to be Sarah Snook
for Succession. I'm going to go Sarah Snook. Obviously, looking at the list, that's the one who jumps out at me.
Yeah. So outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series.
I got to go to the actual list here. So this could be male or female, correct?
No, it's outstanding actor. Supporting actor.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I didn't. I scrolled past the title. I'm going to say I'm torn because both Phil Dunster and Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, I think, are the head runners in this category.
Yeah. Well.
I think. Because I don't know, Evan Moss from The Bear and Tyler James William from Abbott Elementary, maybe.
Do you know which character Evan was?
Was he the Richie. Bakery?
Richie.
Oh.
Yeah, cousin.
Okay. I still think it's going to be a Phil Dunster or Brett Goldstein, and I honestly think it's going to be probably a Phil Dunster.
I would like Phil Dunster to win, because I don't know if he's been nominated or not. I would like him to win, but I do think... I would actually love James Marsden to win. Like, Jury Duty was so good.
It was.
And I mean, this is really a hard category, because I love Anthony Kerrigan from Barry. I love her. Like, this for me is really hard to pick. I'm going to have to go. I think that Succession and the Bear are going to sweep everything. So I think I'm going to go with Evan Moss Bacharach for the Bear.
No, and this is strictly, are we looking at the Bear season 2 only?
This is season 2.
Okay, because that's the one I haven't seen.
Oh, okay. So outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I think that for me, they're going to finally give Janelle James for Abbott Elementary her due. Shirley Raff won last year.
Yeah.
Hannah Waddingham has already won for Ted Lasso.
Yep.
I like Jessica. Oh, no. No, this is going to be Ayo Edebiri for the Bear. It's going to be
the
her.
The sous chef?
Yep. She's going to win. It's between her and Janelle James in my brain.
Yeah.
But Ayo's going to win. She's going to win that.
I have to give the edge to Janelle.
Yeah, okay.
That's,
it's going to be one of those two. Yeah, I have a feeling.
But I agree. I agree with your two choices, yeah. But I'm going to give the edge to Janelle.
Okay, cool. Supporting actor in a drama series.
Let's see.
This one is like, this category annoys
Succession,
me.
The White Lotus. Like, there's no other shows besides
I'm like, are there no other dramas? Like, come the fuck on. Just so you know, because is your brain thinking about why is it Murray Bartlett or Nick Offerman in this category?
I mean, it's now.
Because they're technically guest actors in a supporting. So they were in the Creative Arts Emmys, which was a separate ceremony, which Nick Offerman did win the Emmy for Last of Us.
Oh.
For guest actor in a drama series. Just so you know. But because I was thinking about that, I was like, where are they? And I'm like, oh, that's a guest actor. Because they were only in that one episode, you know?
I'm going to say, just because I think it'd be great to see him win, Alexander Skarsgård.
Okay. He won for Little Big Lies, I believe, a few years ago. Maybe.
I think it'd be good to see him win again.
I think it's going to be, I'm telling you, Succession is going to sweep this shit. It's going to be Matthew McFadden, I think, as Tom, because he, out of that whole show in the fourth season, to me, had like one of the best storylines, I think. Plus, his storyline is one I actually understood the most the whole show. So I think it's going to be Matthew McFadden.
Okay.
Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. White Lotus.
Except for The Crown and one Succession and one Better Call Saul. I just don't get, like, I know Breaking Bad was huge. I've really only heard maybe like two people who watch Better Call Saul.
But everybody talks about how good it is. I think this is a show that didn't start off good, but now word of mouth is really what's bringing it about.
Okay.
This is a difficult one for me because I watched The White Lotus, but I didn't watch Better Call Saul. I did watch Succession. I love J. Smith Cameron.
Yeah.
And I don't watch The Crown, but that girl, Elizabeth Debicki, just won the Golden Globe for The Crown because she's playing Princess Diana.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I don't recognize the name, but that's what I thought.
I'm going to throw a fun one out on here. I'm going to say Aubrey Plaza just because I love her. I don't think she'll win. But
it'd
be funny. Out of that, I just think I'm going to throw her out there.
I went straight to Elizabeth Debicki.
Yeah.
Okay. That, just because of the Princess Diane and the quality I think she brought to it. And the fact that they're ending. Well, I've seen the previews. I've seen some of the reviews. And the fact that they're ending with like this, like I think almost on her death. Like that's how they're ending the series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So last two categories.
Yes.
Outstanding comedy series, which I'm going to name these.
Okay.
Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, Jury Duty, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday.
So I'm going to give you a little extra leeway here. Who do you want to win? Who do you think will win? Name both. And they can be the same thing.
I honestly really want Jury Duty to get some praise.
That's
but they're
who
not,
I want to win.
But they're not.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was a really cool concept. But The Bear's going to win. Like, it's just going to win.
I think Ted Lasso's had its time. And yes, you had season 4, but I think it's won in the past. So I feel like it has, right?
Yeah, it's won in the past. So but I mean, it can win again. Veep won like every season for a while. So.
But I agree. I think Abbott Elementary's not going to win. I think it's going to be The Bear. But I would love to see Jury Duty win.
Yeah. Okay, outstanding drama series. Do you want to name those?
They are Andor.
Which I was surprised by.
Honestly, me too.
Yeah.
Better Call, because I forgot about it. Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
House of the Dragon.
Sure.
Last of Us.
Who?
Succession.
Yeah.
White Lotus.
Girl.
Yellow Jackets.
You're welcome for the sound effects.
Okay, so I'll start this one off. I would love to see The Last of Us win this.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do it.
I think I'm going to go back to your previous comment you had before where you're like, I think The Last of Us is coming. I think their time is coming.
Yeah.
I think this year just landed on a year where a really good show that people love ended.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way they're not letting Succession go off without winning this award again.
Exactly. I would say Succession is going to be the one that's probably going to win. I would love to see The Last of Us win.
I agree. Ooh. Look at us.
It's nice and concise. We kept it to like 11 minutes. Could do it.
He was like, Jeremy, we're not going to be able to do this. And you know why? Because he's looking at me, which rightfully so. And I am excited to be able to be like, boom, 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 boom.
I will say lack of like donut story and like random, like there is no side tangent.
I did have that donut today though. I had an almond donut and it actually is enough, like, it's not like too sweet.
Like almond glaze or almond flour?
It was like almonds. Like I guess it was an almond like frosting maybe, and then they had almonds on top. Ooh. It wasn't super sweet. Like it was like a perfect sweetness. You're welcome.
Like me.
Party of three. Do you want to tell me what our party of three is?
Party of three is shows that we are looking forward to in 2024.
Yes. And this can include anything new. It can include shows that are coming back for multiple seasons.
Yep, yep.
This is a very open kind of party of three for us.
I will let you start off.
I will start off with the one that I know I'm looking forward to, and that is The Boys season 4. And you know what? Nope. I'm going to pull that right back. What I am looking forward to, and this is from no research, I have not seen the show, I'm looking forward to Doctor Who.
Is this the first season you would have watched?
This is the first season that I would watch because I watched Sex Education on Netflix, and I love the character of Eric, who was played by Jyoti Gatwa, and he is like the first black Doctor Who, I believe. He'll be like the first gay or LGBT character from Doctor Who as well. And I just love him as an actor. And I'm hoping that, because Disney Plus had the specials, so I'm hoping that Disney Plus carries the show when it actually drops this year.
Okay.
So I'm actually really excited about Doctor Who. I did watch one of the Christmas specials, and I'm like, this show is very specific.
Fair, I did not watch. I didn't realize that Disney Plus had the specials.
Yeah, they do.
Noted. Now, see the way I looked at this, I looked at like short term, mid term, long term. Like,
sure.
So not knowing when Boys season 4, like that was my long term, so I'm gonna like hold that one back just like you. But short term, I'm gonna go with Ted on Peacock. It's a new one. I didn't realize it was being released.
Yeah.
Until the last week or so. Mm. I liked Ted 1.
I didn't watch the movies.
Ted 2 was kind of shit.
I never saw him.
But a Seth MacFarlane kind of like coming to revamp his, like I liked his character as Ted. And Seth MacFarlane to me is funny. He has his moments. So I have high hopes for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
For me, I would say second is Fallout. Amazon Prime is doing Fallout. And I've only really played Fallout 4. Okay. I don't know the whole story of Fallout, but I'm interested to see how they're going to do it because I did really enjoy Fallout 4 as a game. Yeah. So that's number two for me.
I'm looking forward to Shogun on FX.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't know, because there's an old movie that this reminds me of, which was like a romance a little bit. Mm-hmm. Where this, the previews I've seen, strictly look action and army and like war based.
You know, this is just because we're doing The Brother's Son, but I am loving this influx of like shows that are like obviously about race the wrong word, country, origin,
ethnicity.
Like where it's like mixed. Like, it's English and they're talking in their native language.
Yes.
Like, I think I watched a show randomly last year. I don't know if I ever talked about it, but it was about this Mexican family. I forgot the name of it, but it was on Amazon Prime. Freebie, I believe it's also what it was. I think it was called Primo, actually. Might be it.
Okay.
And I believe they talked, like, in English most of the time, but they also were, like, speaking in Spanish to each other. Like, I love this mixed language thing that we're doing now. I love that shit.
Well, I think it's also accurate. I think most families that are bilingual or, you know, their ethnicities are
right,
whatever, and come to America, will do that.
Right. But Shogun is set like in a time, but I do hope that they still continue to mix the languages.
Yes. It looks amazing cinematography wise.
It's FX. Come on, girl. So for me, for third, I did have to go back and forth, but I'm going to say the second part of season 2 of Invincible. I am looking forward to The Boys, but I think Invincible is front of mind because season 2 ended, and I actually think it was really, really good what they've done with this season so far already for the first 4 episodes. So I'm really looking forward to season two, part 2, side B, flip side. you know, flip that record over.
I will say that is one thing you informed me of that I didn't realize they were doing it.
I was mad. I was like, where's episode 5? And I was like, where is this? And it said, this is between the two parts. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Because I'm on episode 4. I that's just, it. Yeah. So I haven't watched the last one because I was waiting for like, I tried to do like 2 at a time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I have 3, 4, and I started 3. And I was like, okay, so like.
That's all she wrote, girl.
All right.
That's all she wrote for 2023.
Well, and then the last one I already mentioned, and you've mentioned, The Boys season 4. Obviously, yeah. It's such a good show, and all the spinoffs that have been, well, the spinoff
has been. Was good.
And I think it's going to tie in, hopefully, more with that in the future. Mm-hmm. So I'm very much looking forward to. Now, the thing is, I've never read the comics, and I've heard the comics are great.
Me either. Maybe I will at some point. That's a lie.
I know, you probably won't.
I know. I mean, reading's fine. I just don't like to do it. So there you have it, folks. Party of 3. So stay tuned for our first review of 2024.
Welcome back, everybody. Our first episode of season 5.
Like we said, first review. I already said first episode.
Fine.
It's fine. Ooh, what's that? Is that a Game Boy console piece? Like a Game Boy game?
Where?
That little blue square right there.
Up there?
No, over here by the Mary, Peach, and Mario pieces.
Oh, yeah. It's Pokemon Blue, like the original one.
Like a Game Boy?
Yeah.
Where the fuck do you have a Game Boy?
Somewhere downstairs.
Do you know what we should play?
What?
Oh, I don't have a Switch anymore. Never mind. We should play Overcooked together.
A lot of the new Mario ones are dual, also like over the internet.
Overcooked isn't like Mario, though. Have you heard of Overcooked?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We're going to be reviewing Netflix original The Brother's Son. These are the tangents I talk about.
It's hard by itself. It's hard to play alone. It's so difficult.
I want to play It Takes Two.
I tried that. I didn't like it as much. But Overcooked is like, it's like where you're like, you're trying to like build these little plates of things. I need you to open a tab and just remember it. So yes. Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No.
I believe it's called Overcooked.
Overcooked game. This one? Oh, shoot. This one?
I'm going to say yes. Yes. We need to play that. I need to get Switch back.
Oh, I've seen this game.
It's so fun. Alone, it's hard alone, though.
It looks fun.
Okay. Sorry. Brother Sun.
Okay. So, we'll start our game for the year.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and describe what this show is about.
The Brother Sun is about the Sun family from Taiwan and their connections to the Taiwanese or Chinese triad, but also explores the family, which has been split in two, where, you know, half the family is dealing with the triad, half the family is in America, not dealing with triad shit. But it's about these two brothers who were raised in two very different environments, one away from the triad and one fully involved in the triad. Go, was that? That wasn't as concise as I wanted to be, so.
The summary per IMDb, as we've always it's gone like for.
These two brothers go.
Follows Charles Sun, a Taipei gangster who settled into his life as a ruthless killer, but must go to LA to protect his mother and younger brother after his father was shot by a mysterious assassin.
Actually, that's much better than I lost on that one.
You did.
Sorry. Well, I started like, well, I think I could have gotten there.
You put more into yours than they did in theirs.
I mean, that's always just usually the case.
It is true.
Yeah.
But let's jump into casting crew.
Sometimes you just gotta, nothing. Sorry, casting crew.
Casting crew. So let's start with,
Oscar winner.
Yes, Michelle Yeoh.
I believe it's Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh.
Oscar winner, again.
Who plays, Ellen or Mama Sun or Sun.
Yeah, I don't know what the best way to say it. We're probably gonna say, say whatever.
The Japanese version, I think they said, listening to them with Chinese. The Chinese accent was Sun. The American version was Sun.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. So we all know who Michelle Yeoh is from Oscar winner for a third time from Everywhere.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes. That Everywhere All the Time.
I still haven't watched that.
Everywhere All the Time. Every time, everywhere?
Everywhere, always, all at once.
I don't remember. You guys know.
I could go look at the title.
We don't need to. But she plays, she is now...
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything. That's the one. I'm like, there's another Every somewhere. But yeah, she plays Mama Suen.
Yep.
And she is currently living in LA
with her son,
with her son. And she is like right now, she's a nurse. So, you know, they're living in like a humble little apartment or house. It's a small house.
Yeah.
You know, she's just doing her best mom life.
And then the older brother of the two brothers, is played by Justin Chin, who plays Charles Soon.
This, when this man came on the screen, y'all,
but like without this, the beard,
I would still get come on, let's get them noodles. Let's sit.
Would you let him bake for you?
Let's sit in a hot bath together and like this.
You let him make those old dumplings?
When I tell you that, I think he was shirtless in the show. Like, I think he was, I was all over him before he got shirtless in episode 5. Like, he came on the screen and I was like, this man can chair leg me.
For those who don't know,
his nickname.
Yes.
Is chair leg. There's a story. But he's so cute. But yes, he plays Charleston, who is basically his dad's bodyguard, I would say, and son.
He's the son of the head of the Jade Dragons. That's the triad that this family is associated with. But he is really kind of like the main hitman, main like
enforcer.
Thank you.
Enforcer. Was that where you were going?
Yeah.
Ooh, gotcha.
The same enforcer. Like, he's the main enforcer. He's the person that sends shivers down your back. Like, you don't want chair leg to come get you, because that's when you know you fucked up.
Yep. Or if you're a lady, you're like, fuck me up.
Mm.
Enforce me.
I was like, or Jeremy.
Assassinate me.
My whole
chair leg me. No, please don't. Who's next?
So the next is the younger brother, Bruce's son, who's played by Sam Song Lee.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, he's the comedic, like, he's kind of like the comedy outlet here. Like, so he's going to, like, Mama Soon is like, you're going to school to be a doctor. And Bruce is like, great, but he also wants to do improv. Like, he wants to be at the Groundlings. And,
yes,
like, that's his dream.
Well, and they very much lean into Charles is the hardcore. Charles is the masculine, where Bruce is more the soft boy. He's the delicate one.
Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, it really does kind of like go, like, these two dudes grew up in two very different environments.
Yes.
So next.
Next, I'm going to go with Bruce's main, like, best friend, played by Jun Lee, and is TK.
Yeah, and TK is like, he is basically like that guy in college who sells drugs to all the kids. That's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, he's been friends with Bruce since he was like 5. They've known each other their whole life. But TK is the person who really, like, because Bruce, well, I don't think this is a spoiler, doesn't know anything about the triad. He's been left blind his entire life.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
So TK unknowingly is like Bruce's first introduction into like the drug ring and like bringing him in like these random stuff.
Yeah. So TK's just he's also kind of comedic, but he's
a low level street thug.
Yeah.
Better words. And then the last two, we'll go with Charles first because he's older. But they're kind of like the love interest of the two brothers here in the show. The first one, I'm gonna let you try to say her first name.
I would say Heidi Kwan.
Who plays Alexis. She is a
DA? Assistant DA
in LA, and she's trying to use the case that they're forming against the triads to kind of bolster her career.
Yeah.
But she was also friends with Charles when they were younger back in Taipei.
Yeah. That's where I do get confused in this, because they say Taipei, but they also say Taiwan, but they also say Chinese. So I get really confused about the origins of that, and I guess that's me just being dumb and not understanding what history is.
I think Taipei in Taiwan is like
maybe Taipei is a city in Taiwan or a county. You said county.
I think it's like a county. I think I think Taiwan is a county of China, kind of. If you want to think about that way.
No, I think Taipei might be a county.
That might be right.
Because Taiwan, and I think Taiwan is like
the city.
I think Taiwan is a. I don't know, girl. We don't know, y'all.
Yeah.
And then last, and I only wanted to mention this person because, like, when I figured out who it was, I got so excited for no reason. But what's her real name?
Madison Hugh.
Madison Hugh, who plays Grace. And Grace is like this kooky kind of like a classmate of Bruce's.
Yeah.
Now, Madison Hugh, when I figured, I was like, she looks very familiar. And we looked her up. I was like, oh my God, this is a bitch from Bizardvark on Disney, which she was also like, she was on Bizardvark with Olivia Rodrigo way back in the day, which was, and also with Jake Paul, who was also on Bizardvark. It was a cute Disney show. And I got really excited about it.
Was that all?
Yes, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm concise today, bitch.
Look, like you said, Grace is a classmate of Bruce. She...
Are you just going to reiterate everything I just said?
I am.
Okay, now. So let's go into the plot, sir.
Okay. As we've said, it is really about... It sounds like Charles is the main character, but I don't think Charles really is.
I think the main characters are the brothers Soon.
Yeah. So Charles and Bruce.
But yeah, this show really starts off letting us know what kind of show this is going to be. Like, it does, like, lay out, it lays out this subtle, funny thing about, like, it's subtle, it's got this subtle, like, kind of comedy tinge to it.
Yeah.
But there is, like, action, like, almost right off the bat.
Literally, the one thing I think has done really well in the entire series and never suffered were the action fights.
The action scenes were good. It was so good.
The choreography, the film of it all, like the filmography, everything was shot well when it comes to action scenes.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when you watch shows that have a lot of action scenes, especially like when it's more like a karate type situation or like a, like, you know, a hand-to-hand combat type thing, I think you start to see like the cracks. And they're not like big cracks, but you start to see it a little bit. This one, I feel like, flowed very well. I believe there are times when you watch shows like this and you end up going, yeah, they were kind of good. And they kind of started to go toward the end. I was like, I don't know. Or it started to like suffer.
Yeah.
But it really was like, they were really great. Not intricate, but they were very cool. Each one was somewhat different somehow. Like, it was
the one that stood out to me was the driving range.
Yeah, that was really cool. Now you could tell they were trying to recreate, like, to me, like, one of the best action scenes ever on, that I've seen, obviously it's my opinion, that I've seen on TV, film, whatever, was really the Daredevil hallway scene.
Exactly.
That, to me, is, like, top of mind for, like, fight scenes.
I feel like almost anybody who has fight scenes after that was shot has tried to recreate the...
They tried to recreate
awesomeness. Of that.
They tried to recreate it in season two, like with the stairway, and I don't think it was as successful. But yes, so yeah, this show does start off like where we, part of the thing is like we talked about how Bruce has this dream of being an improv and everything like that. And then what we do see is we automatically see at the very beginning, and this isn't like a spoiler or anything, we see Charles Soon doing what?
Baking.
And?
Well, I mean, fighting to save his life. Well,
and watching the Great British Bake Off.
But it's because it's a Netflix show on a Netflix show.
So, but he's watching it. Yeah. He's got it on, and he's, like, baking in the house.
I think he's trying to make what they're making on the show.
Right, he's trying to recreate it. And so, which is like, oh, look at this guy. Look at this hot man baking. And then you're like, oh, no, this dude is, like, legit. Like, you know.
He can handle himself.
He's Hwang from Tekken. Who else do we know from a fighting game? He's Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. You know, he's
Ryu.
He's Ryu from Street Fighter. Yes, he is. Well, what's another fighting game? Soul Blade. What was that one? Oh, Hwang was Soul Blade. Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I can't think of
who's
it is.
Tekken. He's Jun because he's Jin Kazama from Tekken.
What we're trying to say is he knows how to fight.
Jin Kazama on Tekken was kind of hot back in the day, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I think he was. I mean, who was you going to pick? Yoshimitsu? He ain't hot.
That's exactly who I picked.
Like, why would you pick him? He ain't hot. He ain't cute.
But he had the best moveset to me.
I didn't say move, I said hot.
I don't pick my fighters based on their butts.
I do. Or I usually pick a girl, but you know, that's me. Because June killed it. Love June back in the day. June was good. So we definitely learn, like, what really sets us in motion is, like, you know, the assassination attempt on Charles.
The assassination attempt, there's a group of people, they don't know who it is, they can't figure out if it's in their triad or other group. So to kind of determine what's going on, they bring out his dad, the head of the Jade Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out that was the plot at the very beginning to really kind of like try to assassinate the head of the Jade Dragons.
Yeah. So they made a tip on his life. He goes into a coma and Charles is like, okay, well, they've always made a tip in our dad's life, so that means that I've got to go to LA to protect mom.
Was dad tells him to?
My brother. Yeah. Yeah. So the majority of our story really takes place in LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Charles lands, goes to meet his mom. Bruce has not seen him since he was 5, and now they're like in their 20s. So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But we don't really know why until about midway through they sent him to protect mom and son and brother.
Right. Right. We don't understand. That was part of it. Is we really are learning a lot of secrets about this family.
Yes.
Kind of as Bruce is learning about them for the most part. And there are some secrets that even Charles didn't know that Charles is learning. So this really does kind of run through. It is a family drama.
Yeah.
In a way. But, you know, we have that, like I said, comedy tinge where Bruce is kind of like, I mean, to be fair, like just kind of soft, like you said before, and kind of like doesn't understand anything. But we've also got TK who is routinely getting, I think he got captured maybe 6 times in 8 episodes.
Well, I mean, like the first one, he's like sitting here and he acts like, I'm the boss, man. You want to be like me? I can show you how to live. And then you found out at the end, like, you're a loser.
I mean, I thought he's not a loser. I would say loser. He's almost like, he just gets caught. Like, he's just not good. He's a small time criminal. Obviously.
He gets caught by the police. He gets caught by the, rival gang. He gets caught by the Korean men. He gets caught by everybody.
Like, he's always getting caught and tortured. It's kind of like, because he was really in the first episode, but then after that, it was like, over every time he showed up, it was because it was like, well, where's TK? It's like, oh, he was caught by these people. And it's like, great. You know, well, the first time he was caught was by the sister of the drug dealer that he was selling drugs for.
Exactly.
Like, and it was like, what, like, does this dude only get caught? Like, what is his deal? So.
Well, and you learn real quick that he has no qualms with, like, just selling people out. Right. He will tell you what you want to know.
And I think the other funny thing about it, subtly funny, was like some of the torture techniques.
Oh yeah.
Were really kind of like off the wall. I was like, this is really, what? Like, it was kind of weird. Have you been
hit by a golf ball,
like,
though?
It's weird.
That shit hurts.
But some of these torture techniques are pretty like,
yeah,
weird and pretty, you know, kind of funny or whatever. But we can reveal some things that we learn. We do learn that Mama Soon knows everything that was going on.
Yes. So her name is the Rolodex because she knows the names of people she's not supposed to.
Yeah. She knows the real names of all the heads of every triad family.
Which is the main reason she left to go to LA and hide.
Yeah. Kind of like as a bargaining chip in a way. She is the ace in Big Soon.
Yes.
Big Soon's pocket. Is that the right statement?
Yeah.
The right analogy.
I like that. Okay. Up his sleeve. He's got an ace always.
Oh, up his sleeve. I said in the pocket.
Yeah. You know. Same difference. Yeah. But that's where you come to find out, you know, you also see the cultural difference here, how like Charles was raised in China and it's like all very like honor based and like rituals. And then they always make the comment of Bruce, like, the person who wants to do what they want to do, we have a word for that. It's called American. Like, it's very like, you can see the cultural difference between the two.
Yeah, it's very much steeped in tradition and rules. And even with that, there's also rules of tradition within the triad itself as well.
Yes.
Even though they're like thieves and, you know, money laundering and shit and stuff like that. Like,
don't talk to cops. There's very like strict rules.
Yeah, exactly. So we are like, that is really like the big thing. It's like, we've got a lot of things working against this family. We've got, you know, the fact that Charles and Bruce haven't seen each other in a long time. And also Charles and his mom haven't seen each other in a long time either. You know, she didn't get
exactly.
She's the one who brought up Bruce, and you could tell that she brought up Bruce to be, you know, like, not like soft is the wrong word, but to be good, but yes, to have a good heart and to be like, you know, her words is like, her words were like, I want to at least save one of my sons from that world.
I wanted to protect one.
Yeah. So she's brought him like up in that thing, where that's why she's like, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, because she's like, that's an honorable profession.
Exactly.
So that's really her goal. So they're really fighting against that, because then, you know, Charles is like, there's a whole thing where Charles is, and I think they kind of say it without really saying it, where it's like, he's probably got a little resentment toward Bruce because Bruce is the one mom saved.
Yes.
And then Bruce has probably got a little bit of, you know, resentment toward Charles because Charles is this badass dude and Bruce is like a pussy. So
well, it's funny that like everything Bruce wants is like money and acknowledgement, and Charles mm-hmm. has that with the price of like being a murderer and everything else. And everything that Charles wants is the freedom and ability
normal to normal life.
Yes. So like they envy each other, and it's very yeah. clear that they envy each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'll kind of lastly mention is like the first half of the show, you really kind of sit there and see Charles wondering who's attacking the family. And mm-hmm. he like really narrows in on Sleepy Joe or Sleepy Chan.
Sleepy Chan.
And like there's nothing else. And then you, when the plot starts revealing itself and you found it's a different group going after the Jade Dragons, that's when it kind of starts to really grow and like move quicker in my mind.
Mm. I think a lot of it was really trying to establish that family dynamic of like, what do they really know? What's really kind of going on when it comes to a point. And I do think that like, and the show had some really unexpected dramatic moments.
Okay.
I would say that I wasn't really expecting to like feel, you know, cause they really kind of like shows like this sometimes have like that comedy at the beginning, like really, really heavy. And then they like drop it off. But I think they continue. I think that's why they kept the comedy very subtle because yeah. my brain at first, the first three episodes, I was like, this is kind of funny, but I wish they would go further with it. And then I was like, I understand why they didn't, because that if they took it too far, it's obviously going to drop off at some point because of the heavy drama that could come in later.
Yeah.
So I think them keeping it subtle and in a nice little baseline allowed them to continue that comedy line throughout the whole episode, the whole series, I think.
I agree with that. I think this show where like sometimes, like you said, they lean away from some of like the drama and some mm-hmm. of the more heavy things. Mm-hmm. I'm appreciative that they actually kind of like leaned into it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the one time when I'm not gonna say what happens, like when Mama Sue gets kidnapped, and the one thing I wasn't expecting, like mm-hmm. that, I was like, oh, you kind of showed that. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really kind of like, I think it was really cool the mix of the comedy drama. They were like, this is a drama.
Yeah.
But we're gonna keep this. We're gonna make you giggle or smile a little bit. We're not gonna make you guffaw. Like we're not gonna make you like really lose your shit. We're not gonna make you LOL. But there's definitely going to be some cute little moments where you're like, oh, that's cute. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You
know?
Cute little moments. Cute yeah. little moments. Like having a character named Blood Boots. I guess because his boots were red.
No, because he got blood on his boots one time. And he was like, oh, that's a cool name. I'm calling myself Blood Boots.
Yeah. And the Wang Bros.
Oh, my God.
How they were named JC, Lance, and Justin. Like, what was that? That was just so random.
I was like, are we the Backstreet Boys? Like,
NSYNC, bitch.
I get it.
Okay, you're probably funny. I get you. But that was like, that's the kind of shit that was like, it's not like, you're not going to laugh out loud at that, but you're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, like even if you're not paying attention, you're going to be like, what'd he say?
Like, it would have been better if there were five and one was named Chris and Joe. Like, I'm like, fill out the whole five.
Yeah.
But maybe they were like, we're not going to go all the way. We're just going to give you half. And it really was just like, these are the Wayne brothers, JC, Lance, and Justin. I'm like, okay,
but you could have stupid. You could have had Charles come and be like, "Oh, where's Joey?" Like and like ask for the
yeah. Like I think, but maybe that's the point. Maybe it's like, no, we're gonna go just shy of going all the way there.
I kind of appreciate that,
but it was funny. But that was kind of cute. So I think we should lean into our first Bay of the Week of the year.
Look, I already know who you're gonna choose because he's hot.
I wasn't even gonna think about that. To be fair,
okay.
Who do you think?
I hate to do this and I don't want to do it. I think Bruce was the better of the two brothers.
I don't. And not because Justin Shin was hot or Charles was hot, but I think he had, to me, I think, well, they're two sides of the same coin if I'm being fair.
But that's what I hate to be the first one. Is like, do we do it as the brothers together? Because they really were complimentary.
I think the role that had the bigger impact to me was Charles.
I agree with that.
So I really do think not because he's hot, but I just think he had like, I think he had the I think he had more moments than Bruce did.
Well, and based off the description, if Charles is supposed to be the main character, I can see why Charles would have more impactful moments. I think he had more plot reveals around him, but I think Bruce, to me, was funnier and more consistent.
I think that the acting from Justin was better than the acting from, I forgot his first name already, but from the actor that played Bruce. I think he edges him out just a little bit because he just had, and this could be part of the plot. I feel like he had so much more to do, but he really,
yeah,
like
he did.
He had a lot of struggles, and I just understood his story just made so much sense to me, and I feel like it was just deeper. Like it was a deeper.
I will admit that with Charles, I felt more emotion involved with his struggles. Like I felt mm-hmm. for him. Where like Bruce, oh no, I have to go to school today. What a shame. Blah 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 blah. Like it wasn't as like grave or heart wrenching. I guess you could say.
Yeah, I'd give it to Justin to Shin. I think he did great.
I'm okay with that. I'll agree. It was the two of them together was where I was trying to figure out. I thought Bruce was a little funnier, but yes, I do think definitely the acting of like the drama was probably better by Charles as a character.
That mouth. All
right. So then,
and them sexy scars.
There was a lot of scars.
They weren't sexy though. They were kind of gross looking. To be fair.
So then I ask.
Yeah.
For the first time this year.
Yeah.
Is this a watch or not?
I think I'm going to say yes. I think it's definitely like, it's definitely worth watching. I think it's really, like I said, this is one where they really, they switch back and forth. Like I said earlier, they switch back and forth between, you know, using the Chinese language, using their English language, which I thought was really, really,
yeah.
I mean, do I understand what they're saying? No, but that's why there's subtitles, but I think it's cool that they did that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it really is like, it gives us, it's like more diversity out there, which is really, really cool. I think Michelle Yeoh is great in fucking everything she's in, and she was good in this as well. I really thought the story was good. I thought the story was concise. I thought the story had really good drama behind it. I think it had some really good comedy moments. I also think that the stories for each individual characters made sense.
Okay.
And I understood them. Did I love the way it ended? No, but I think I understand why it ended the way it did. And the reason I don't think I like the way it ended is because it didn't end the way I wanted it to end. not because that's not the way it should have. Like, I understand why it had to end the way it did, but I was like, I wish it would have happened this way.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely worth it. I think it's fully worth it. It's different. It's cool. It was just a cool show to me.
I'm going to agree. I'm 100% it's going to be a watch. I will say, though, the one thing to add to your... all the points I agree with. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was more of a slow burn for me. Like, it started out where I was like, I don't know, first two episodes, episode three, I kind of was like, okay, I'm starting to see where you're going with this. Episode four, which I think was the one where they really kind of introduced Sleepy Chan and kind of like figure out what that plot line is on. So like the back half was really good. So to me, like it started out a little slow, but it was worth the watch. And I recommend this to watch as well.
Yeah. I think I'm different. I don't think I felt it was slow at all. I think we both said this. I think you and I have very differing opinions on this. Mm-hmm. I am not like every episode has to be like this thing. I enjoy the levels a little bit more and I appreciate the levels a bit more. So to me, where some of the levels to some might see as like, okay, I still enjoyed this, but it was slower to do this. Me, I find that it's necessary. And I don't think it, I don't call it a slow burn.
Well, and when I say,
that's me.
And the one thing I'll point out here, the slow burn to me was not the speed of the show, but I still think like towards episode two or three, they were still trying to figure out who their characters were.
Are you saying slow burn as in the show itself or slow burn as in you're buying into the show?
Buying into the show.
Okay, so that really negates everything that I said, where to me, I think I was immediately bought in.
Yeah, no, it took me like three or so. Like the first couple, to me, it felt like they were trying to figure out who their characters were.
So you were a slow burn. The show wasn't a slow burn.
Yes, it was a slow burn for me to actually get into and appreciate what the show was.
What are those poles out there?
Oh, they're like tiki torches that put off like, bug repellent when we go out and sit outside.
T- Do you have to light them with like a candle? With like a lighter? There's a
little torch on top.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you have
They're like, detour.
I don't know if you, like, you were doing that. I don't know if you saw my head. Like, my head was like, I was doing this little number. Like, I was like, I'm looking at the blind, you guys. And my head is just like, I'm like moving it around, as you can hear. So and I'm bad. Like, what is that? Is that part of the fence? What are those sticks? Are they like, you know, weapons for intruders?
No, they're not.
Cool. Well, there you have it. You're here first. Or second. Who knows?
Fair enough.
Brother Soon.
Yes.
Is a watch. First watch of the year.
Yeah. You guessed correct.
Yay. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, well, oh, reiterate.
Yes.
Our schedule. We have things to say.
Go on.
So, you guys, so. Obviously, we're doing the bi-weekly thing because we can get our shit together in 2023.
Yes.
So we will have a new episode in 2 weeks. But what we do have planned for you all this year is we've been trying to figure out ways to kind of bring in a retro show or like an older show.
Yeah.
You know, and try and really figure out how to do that. So we're going to have two separate capsules for you all that will release in the off weeks of our new reviews, correct?
Yes.
So we are going to start off this year. I believe we're going to wait till March, but we'll give you guys a date when we come up to it. Mm-hmm. Where we are going to watch every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Season 1.
And it's really going to be MJ's first time seeing it. So it's really going to be like, you know, what he thinks. And kind of, I'm going to jump in there and defend it with my life whenever he says anything bad about it. Yeah. And then the second show we're going to do at the later half of the year is
going to be Gilmore Girls for season one.
Yes, which is the flip side because he's seen that.
Yes.
You've seen the whole series.
I've seen the whole series all the way through 3 times.
And see, I've never. So.
I will, and I have to preface this. Well, I'll ask you after we watch season 1. Never mind. Well, I'll save it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're going to do that. So what that's going to look like is we'll have our biweekly new episodes, mm-hmm. but then like the next Monday, we'll review 2 episodes of Buffy, or later in the year, we'll do 2 or 3 episodes of, you know, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. I think that's going
to
be fun.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm excited about it too. Like
I've been meaning to watch Buffy.
I've been trying to find ways to get Buffy on this show, and I finally found it. We have finally found it.
Yes.
So, do we know what we're reviewing next week or in 2 weeks?
I believe it is the Apple original, the Godzilla one.
Monsters. No. Monarch. Yes, Legacy of Monsters.
I don't know why I was thinking Anarch.
That might be another show I might be thinking about because I started watching that and I think some of the characters are Asian and I think they are speaking in like the link, but also like I think that's where the other show came in. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
So yeah. With Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell, his son, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
You do know.
I do know.
Do you know?
I do know.
Good. So, we will talk to you all in 2 weeks. Yay.
Bye. You've been listening to Watch or Not with Jay and MJ.
Interact and give us suggestions on what to watch at watchornotpodcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter @watchornot_pod.
And don't forget about Instagram, you guys, @watchornotpod.
Don't forget you can support the pod by joining our Patreon @watchornotwithJayandMJ.
And subscribe and leave a review wherever you guys listen to podcasts. Talk to you soon.